Sean Estrada, that Chamuco, Mano de Oro, leave it in the ring.com. Thank you.
Fight fans, to another edition here of the Boxing Spotlight. My name is Felipe Leon, co-host of Leave It in the Ring here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, as well as the two-minute round every other week on a Thursday with Mr. David Avila, Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, where we talk all about female boxing. Also, if you want to talk about boxing in Spanish, you can find me at boxeotijuana.com every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/boxeotijuana, where we talk all about boxing in Spanish. We receive calls from all over the world with my partner Renzo Novara. I'd like to thank, first off, all our Patreon pledgers who have made it possible to have this show, as well as Around the Ring and the rest of the stuff that we have on here on Leave It in the Ring Network. You guys get this show first before anybody else. And also, I'd like to explain what the Boxing Spotlight is. It's a quick rundown of some questions that were sent to our Leave It in the Ring email account, which is leaveitinthering@gmail.com. So if you have any questions that you'd like either David Dueñas, myself, Gabriel Montoya, or Lenny the Fightsmith to answer, feel free to send an email to that account, leaveitintthering@gmail.com, and post your question, and maybe even post the person that you want to answer that question, or everybody. And to give you a quick rundown of what you can find here on the Leave It in the Ring Network on Monday nights, the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya at 4 p.m. Pacific. Every Wednesday, the flagship show, Leave It in the Ring, with Mr. David Dueñas and myself at 6:30 every night. And like I mentioned, every other Thursday, the two-minute round with David Avila, Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself. That's at 7 p.m. Pacific, with our next show being March 16th. On our last show, if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, we had Showtime Vice President of Sports Programming, Steven Espinosa, talking about female boxing and his decision to bring on female boxing onto the network with the Amanda Serrano versus Jasmine Rivas fight that happened on January 14th and the historic fight on March 10th, which would feature Clarissa Shields, the two-time Olympic gold medalist, fighting Silvia Ceballos for a vacant NABF middleweight title in the headlining slot, which is something we've never seen before on Showtime. And also, once a month, we have Around the Ring, where David Dueñas has a revolving panel of experts talking about different subjects in boxing. The last show, which was the first show, had middleweight champ Kelly Pavlik, boxing writer Ramon Aranda, and ring announcer Lupe Contreras. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that one, go back to the archives of Leave It in the Ring and look for it, because it was really, really good. So getting started with the Boxing Spotlight, one of the topics that was sent into the leaveitintthering@gmail.com account was, can Juan Manuel Marquez beat Thurman or Garcia? Obviously, we saw Thurman beat Danny Garcia via split decision this past Saturday night to capture the WBC welterweight title of Garcia's and add it to his WBA title. And now they're asking, can Juan Manuel Marquez beat either one of them? In my opinion, he cannot beat neither one of them. I think Juan Manuel Marquez is way past his prime. He's fought at welterweight. His last fights were at welterweight. But I don't think he has what it takes to beat Keith Thurman, a young, strong, natural welterweight, or even a Danny Garcia, even though he's coming off that loss. I mean, it's his first loss in his professional career. And Danny Garcia, obviously, we've seen him against good, good fighters. And he has beaten them all. The only fighter that he has not been able to beat is Keith Thurman. So I don't think Juan Manuel Marquez, who has not fought since May of 2014, even though he has threatened to come back various times within that time period, does not have what it takes to beat Thurman or Garcia. I do believe that Marquez is the better technical fighter than either one of these two gentlemen. But at welterweight, I think the speed and power of either Thurman or Garcia will be too much. Actually, Danny Garcia proved it somewhat when he knocked out Eric Morales, a contemporary of Juan Manuel Marquez, a guy that obviously is not in the shape, or was not in the shape that Juan Manuel Márquez is. Juan Manuel Márquez has gone up to welterweight, assisted or not assisted, depending on who you believe or what you think, getting up to welterweight, where Eric Morales didn't do that, or maybe he did because he did come up positive once. But obviously, Eric Morales does not look in the shape that Juan Manuel Márquez did at 140 pounds even. And Juan Manuel Márquez looks even bigger and stronger at welterweight. But Garcia proved that he was much stronger and faster than a fighter like Eric Morales, who is coming up from featherweight, just like Juan Manuel Márquez did. They were natural featherweights, super bantamweights, in the onset of their career. So Danny Garcia, to a certain extent, proved it, that he's too big for a guy like that. Thurman did it as well in his own way when he ended up knocking out former 135-pound champion Julio Diaz some years ago. He ended up finishing him about 3 or 4 rounds, and you could see in that fight Julio Diaz, being younger than Juan Manuel Márquez, looked very old inside the ring against Keith Thurman. So that, to me, I mean, obviously fights make styles make fights, and we're talking about different fighters, but just kind of going on an indication of that, we could see what would happen, or kind of there's a little trail there of what would happen. Now, who do I want to see next? If you got the chance to listen to Leave It in the Ring this past Wednesday, you heard our little discussion that we had, David and I, regarding who we would like to see next between Garcia and Thurman. Obviously, the rematch is there. Angel Garcia, Danny Garcia's dad and trainer, has been asking for it after initially asking for Garcia's retirement after he felt he got robbed in the decision last Saturday night. But obviously he has come to his senses and now wants the rematch against who he calls Ponytail Thurman. That's pretty funny. You know, we're probably not going to see that next. So who would I like to see Keith Thurman in? I'd like to see him against Lamont Peterson. Lamont Peterson is a WBA regular welterweight champion. I think he looked great in capturing that title against David Avanesian a couple weeks ago. And Keith Thurman is the super, he's a welterweight champion, super edition, quote unquote, for the WBA. So it's a fight that can be made. Both of them are under the PBC banner. I think it'll be a good style matchup. Lamont Peterson, a little bit taller, looks to me a little bit bigger, rangier, long arms, great jab, against Keith Thurman, who has good lateral movement, is very quick, and obviously we know he has some power in his hands. Lamont Peterson, one fight that he lost and he got knocked out at 140 pounds was Lucas Matisse, and he got laid out. But that was at 140 pounds, so hopefully going up to welterweight, his chin can take a little bit more of a punch. So that's the only thing that would worry me against Keith Thurman, is that Keith Thurman does carry some pop in those punches, although we have not seen him knock out a fighter in quite some time. So that's who I want to see next. As far as Danny Garcia, you know, like I mentioned in the Leave It in the Ring, I do want to see him against Adrian Broner. I think that's a good fight. I think that's a fight that is somewhat of a low risk. I think that Danny Garcia is a good enough fighter that he could beat an Adrian Broner at welterweight. But it's a good enough name and with a good enough pedigree that it can make sense, and it kind of keeps him in the mix. I don't think that it does him any good to keep him in the mix and keep him in title contention to beat an Adrian Granados or someone of that ilk. At this point, he needs to be a bigger name, and for me, that is Adrian Broner. So those are the fights that I want to see those two fighters in next: Keith Thurman against Lamont Peterson and Danny Garcia against Adrian Broner. Another subject that was sent in to the Leave It in the Ring email account, leaveitintheRing@gmail.com, is what is going on with Antonio Margarito. Antonio Margarito, born in the Los Angeles County area, but grew up here in Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico, obviously considered as the Tijuana Tornado. He left boxing for a couple years, but decided to make a comeback not too long ago. At 37 years old, he has been training with a new trainer by the name of his kid's name is Angel Estrada. I'm thinking the father's name, the trainer's name is, I think it might be Jose Estrada, but I'm not 100% sure. But he's a trainer out of here of San Diego who has never had anybody of the caliber of Antonio Margarito, but it looks like Antonio Margarito has gelled well with him. Antonio Margarito has mentioned that it reminds him of his original trainer here in Tijuana, a gentleman that I honestly can't remember his name, but he passed away some years ago. And when he did, Antonio Margarito ended up finding Guillermo El General Capetillo. Is it Guillermo Capetillo? Is his name? But in Los Angeles, and obviously we know the whole story with Mr. Capetillo and the illegal hand wraps and all that. We don't need to get into that. But Antonio Margarito feels very comfortable with this new trainer by the last name of Estrada. Reminds him of his original trainer. So he's been working out. He's been training. A couple weeks ago, there was a rumor going on Twitter that Antonio Margarito was going to face Paul Smith, the same Paul Smith that laid out Bernard Hopkins in Bernard Hopkins' retirement fight. Obviously, that sounded preposterous. It sounded absurd because Margarito is about 20 pounds lighter than Paul Smith. So we made a phone call to Margarito. My partner in Boxeo Tijuana, Renzo Novara, made a phone call to Antonio Margarito. And Margarito did not know who was Paul Smith to start off with. No fault of his own. He follows boxing, but I don't think he delves too much into international boxing. He mostly follows, you know, Mexican-based boxing. And then second, he said no, that he was not fighting that gentleman, that he was looking to come back sometime in April, and that he did not have an opponent as of yet. So that is what we heard a couple of weeks ago from the lips, from the mouth of Antonio Margarito. So as for me, I was also asked as part of the question is who would I rather see him fight? First of all, I would rather see him retire. I think that Antonio Margarito has done enough in boxing. He was a WBO welterweight champion. He was the IBF welterweight champion for several years, and he defended those titles several times. So I think that he has done enough in boxing. He has faced, you know, the big names in boxing, Manny Pacquiao. He faced, you know, Miguel Cotto, Kermit Cintron. He faced a lot of fighters. Sergio Martinez gave him his first loss back in the day. So I think he has done enough in the sport of boxing. He's made enough money. He lives pretty comfortable. He says that his comeback was not about the money. He just feels that he had that itch, and he had a couple kids since his last retirement, his first retirement, or that time that he was out. He actually announced it as a retirement. He had a whole ceremony here in Tijuana and everything, which I attended. So it was actually a retirement, and then he came back. So he's had a couple kids, and he mentioned that the reason he was coming back is because he wanted to show his kids what he can do. He has a beautiful family, young kids, so I don't want to see him get hurt at 37, 38 years old facing the bigger guys. He's always looked for the big names and wants to be competitive. He's mentioned Saul Canelo Alvarez as a fighter that he would like to face, obviously because it's a challenge, and obviously because it was probably the biggest purse that he can make at this point. So he's mentioned that guy. But if I had my choice, I would want him to retire, but obviously he's a grown man. He's an athlete. He knows what he's doing. He's gotten the green light from a respected doctor in Utah about his eye. So everything is on the right side of the line regarding that. So if I had to see him in the ring, I like him fighting domestic like he did in his first two fights back against Jorge Maromerito Páez Jr. and Canelo's brother Ramon El Inocente Alvarez. I would like to see him fighting domestically. I think if he goes international and starts fighting the bigger names in the division, the super welterweight division, I think he's going to start getting in trouble. But if he fights domestically and fights against guys in Mexico that are in the same ilk as Páez Jr. and Ramon Alvarez, the same level, he can beat him, make some money, and keep building himself to maybe fight a big name at the end, you know. So three names that I selected are Mexican guys that are around his weight, maybe bring him up from welterweight, and I think they will make good fights that Margarito has a good chance of winning against a younger guy, because obviously at 37 years old, he is giving up a little bit of a lot of speed because he never was a fast guy, and now that he's a little bit older, he's giving up a lot of speed. And another reason too is I think there'll be good action fights because these guys come to fight. One of them being Pablo Cesar Cano. We've seen him fight against Shane Mosley and other names of that. I think his last fight. Who was his last fight? I think it was in Indio, California, which ended up being a pretty good fight. Also, another Mexican fighter by the name of Roberto Maza Ortiz. That's another fighter that I think will be a good fight against Antonio Margarito at this point in his career. And the last fighter is a guy that Margarito kind of knows very well. They sparred against each other here in Tijuana. Now he's training out of Phoenix. His name is Abner Jagger Lopez, which we've seen him fight also under the Top Rank banner. So I think those three guys will be good fights for Antonio Margarito's next fight in April, if it does go down, as he mentioned. So that is that with Antonio Margarito. And lastly, the last question that was asked of me on the Leave It in the Ring email account, leaveitinthering@gmail.com, is what are your thoughts on Bob Arum saying he hopes Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez gets a shot at Gennady Golovkin if no Canelo fight happens? Well, obviously, Bob Arum, the head honcho of Top Rank, always the promoter, always looking for the best deal for his clients, is looking for a big fight for Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez, a fight where Zurdo Ramirez, to a certain point, has some advantage there because he is the bigger guy, he's the taller guy, he's the heavier guy, and obviously fighting against Triple G, it would be a big pay-per-view event. It would be Zurdo Ramirez's first headlining pay-per-view event, and doing it against Triple G will be something big for him. But I don't think there's no need for it. I don't think that Triple G at this point needs to go up to super middleweight. You know, I think he has unfinished business at middleweight. I think that if the Canelo Alvarez fight doesn't materialize for him in September, I think that there's other fights that he could do there. He could look for Billy Joe Saunders. He could do a rematch against the winner of David Lemieux and Curtis Stevens. Obviously, those are not pay-per-view fights, but it keeps him busy. It keeps him fighting, and it keeps him on a stand, on a holding pattern, looking for that Saul Canelo Alvarez. There's no need for Triple G to move up to super middleweight just yet. That's something that Abel Sanchez and Tom Loeffler, Abel Sanchez being Triple G's trainer, Tom Loeffler being his promoter, said that they have unfinished business at middleweight, that they're not gonna move, they're not gonna go up to super middleweight until they get all the belts on middleweight. That's a mission that they've had for a while, and once they do that, then they'll be more than willing to move up to 168 pounds. And I'm sure that Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez will be a fighter that they would be interested in facing in that weight class. So, again, we'd like to thank all the listeners here at Leave It in the Ring, especially the Patreon pledgers who are listening to this Boxing Spotlight number 3 first. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, the Boxing Spotlight is a quick rundown of some questions that were asked of us by you, the listeners. So you are more than welcome to send us an email to leaveitinthering@gmail.com and ask your questions, and either myself, David Dueñas, or pretty soon Gabriel Montoya and Lenny the Fight Smith will be answering for you here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. We'd like to thank you for listening, and until next time.